USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Brian Koberger, the suspected killer of four University of Idaho students, made the 2,500-mile road trip back home to Pennsylvania with his father and was pulled over twice along the way in Indiana, once for speeding and once for tailgating, according to his public defender. Rich Johnson has more on the extradition back to Idaho.
His public defender says Koberger plans to waive his extradition hearing so he can quickly return to Moscow, Idaho. The lawyer says his client is eager to be exonerated. Koberger's family released a statement yesterday saying they're cooperating to promote his presumption of innocence. He faces four counts of first-degree murder and other charges in connection with the stabbing deaths of four students in their apartment in Moscow, Idaho, about 10 miles from Pullman, Washington, where Koberger was a grad student in criminology. I'm Richard Johnson.
The nation watched in horror last night when a player from the Buffalo Bills suffered a heart attack after making a tackle in the first quarter of the Monday Night Football game. ESPN announcer Joe Buck.
Tonight's Buffalo Bills-Cincinnati Bengals game has been postponed after Buffalo Bills' DeMar Hamlin collapsed. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell announced Hamlin received immediate medical attention on the field by team and independent medical staff and local paramedics. He was then transported to a local hospital where he is in critical condition.
On the eve of the first day of Pope Benedict's body being available for viewing, Italian police predicted 30,000 visitors. By the end of the evening, 65,000 people passed through St. Peter's Basilica. Authorities around the world are imposing limitations or considering blocking travelers from China as COVID-19 cases in the country surge. Global concern that new variants could emerge and that the Chinese government is not being forthcoming to the rest of the world has many governments on edge. Today is National Chocolate Covered Cherry Day. This is USA News.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is everything.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
With the Southwest airline meltdown last week ruining the holidays for many travelers, Washington is planning to step in and correct the problem.
Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut is calling for reforms of the airlines after the debacle with Southwest Airlines canceling and delaying thousands of flights and stranding passengers over the holidays. He outlined his plans Monday outside the state capitol in Hartford.
It is an industry that's rife with monopolistic and predatory practices. The balance of power has shifted in favor of the airline, with fewer and fewer of them controlling more of the routes, putting passengers more at their mercy.
Senator Blumenthal is proposing to require airlines to provide refunds and fair compensation after flight delays caused by the airline. He's also calling for compensation for lost or delayed luggage, rental cars, meals, and lodging in case of a canceled flight. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Actor Jeremy Renner suffered blunt chest trauma and orthopedic injuries following a weather-related snowplow accident over the weekend. People magazine reported that it received a statement from Renner's representative confirming the injuries that the Marvel star sustained near his home in the Sierra Nevada mountains. Stock futures are gaining in the first trading session of 2023, while the dollar is strengthening. Last year's end was a tough one for many investors, with the S&P ending 2022 down 19%. Its biggest yearly decline since 2008. Government overspending has many in the banking industry predicting a recession in 2023. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.